Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Faces of TBI podcast series, the number one podcast for brain injury and concussion resources. I am Amy Zellmer, founder of FacesOfTBI.com and your host. Today, I will be talking with two-time Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Jerry Scherer. If you're enjoying this podcast series, be sure to check out my Patreon page to help support my advocacy work and receive exclusive content for Patreon members. This episode is brought to you by Integrated Brain Centers, located in Denver, Colorado. Doctors Shane Stedman and Perry Maynard are experts in functional neurology and treat complex concussion cases from around the country. With over 20 years combined experience, they are leaders in helping patients who are suffering from post-concussion symptoms, including dizziness, vertigo, headaches, dysautonomia, and more. For your free consultation, you can find them online at integratedbraincenters.com. Hello, I am Amy Zellmer, and you're listening to Faces of TBI, a podcast series for survivors, by survivors, raising awareness about traumatic brain injury, one podcast at a time. Those of you who might not know who I am a TBI survivor from a fall on the ice in February of 2014. I am a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Thrive Global, and the Good Men Project, and I am author of Life with a Traumatic Brain Injury, Finding the Road Back to Normal, available on Amazon. Additionally, I am editor-in-chief of the Brain Health Magazine, and you can get your free digital subscription at thebrainhealthmagazine.com. I also invite you to save the date for March 16th. I will be hosting a virtual Brain Injury Awareness Day event, and you can register for free at facesoftbi.com/event. You can learn more about me and the podcast at facesoftbi.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Amy Zellmer. I also invite you to join my private Facebook group, Amy's TBI Tribe, to connect with other survivors, caregivers, and loved ones. Today, my guest is Jerry Scherer, and Jerry is a two-time Emmy Award-winning filmmaker. A member of the DGA since 1998, she has completed 22 films and television projects. Live Life, the 12-part TV series, has been bought up by Discovery Communications, and her short film, Step Up, presentation Santa Monica Cares, which she created for City TV for Santa Monica and the Directors Guild of America, and garnered her the Emmys. She is the director and producer of Quiet Explosions, Healing the Brain, available for rent on Amazon. Jerry and many of the cast and crew members will be a part of our live Q&A during my Brain Injury Awareness Day event on March 16th. So welcome to the podcast, Jerry. So happy to have you here.
Thank you so much, Amy. It's really an honor, and thank you so much for doing all this for everyone in the world.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you for being here, and I'm excited to talk a bit about the movie today. You and I have had a chance to talk a few times over the past few months. The most recent issue of the magazine featured Andrew Marr, who is one of the cast members of the movie. And so I had an opportunity to interview you for that article as well. So it's just been such an honor getting to know you and the cast members. And I'm really looking forward to March 16th and having you all on. But let's maybe start with, how did this movie come to be? How did it come into existence?
Well, Andrew Marr and Adam Marr wrote a book called Tales from the Blast Factory, and it turns out that the editor knew me, grew up with me in Fall River, Massachusetts, and she evidently had been following my career of making documentaries that will socially impact society in a positive way. So she reached out to me and said, this book is amazing. You need to make the movie of it. And, of course, everyone tells me they have the best book ever, but I said, I have to read The Galleys, which she sent me The Galleys before it was even published, and I read the book. And I was very taken with the story and Andrew, but I was even more taken with Dr. Gordon, who was healing him. So I told her she could have this Green Beret call me from Texas, and he did. We got together, and he looked at all my work and said, you have the rights to the book, and our journey began. But I told him, I will only do it under one condition, and that is the movie will be one-third athletes, one-third military veterans, and one-third civilians, because I knew that traumatic brain injury and PTS affect millions and millions of people worldwide.
Yeah, and I think that's what I appreciate about the movie is it's not just all athletes or all military. You know, you have regular everyday people in the movie as well. Because, you know, I think in the general public, you know, someone who's never known anyone who suffered a TBI, you know, they think of the military and they think of athletes. But they forget the person who lives next door to them, like me, that fell on the ice, right? Or,
exactly.
Or Alan.
Precisely.
And so I just really appreciate that you had the forethought to really include everybody in this and show what I was most touched by with the movie is how you could feel everybody's, like, I don't know if frustration's the right word, but it's close. Like that emotional frustration, that burnout of what they were feeling before they found the proper help. You know, like Andrew, he was on the verge of suicide, right? And over-medicated and you know, I just love how that came through in the movie. Because I think, especially survivors, I feel will really connect with that. And I think the general public will see this movie and maybe finally be able to go, oh, that's what my husband, friend, cousin, neighbor is going through.
Right, exactly. It's absolutely true that I went for the emotion. I went for the deep feelings in their heart and in their brain so that people who watch the movie can relate and say, oh my God, I feel what he's feeling. And that's what's happening with most of the viewers. We're getting emails, texts, phone calls from around the world and even as far as Taipei, Taiwan, that people are connecting with these individuals because they spoke from the heart and they're truly opening up and telling, you know, actually all 10 of them actually were suicidal. Every one of those characters,
yeah.
Even though they come from all walks of life.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember if this was mentioned in the movie at all, but those of us with a TBI were 10 times more likely to have suicidal ideation, which ideation doesn't mean you're going to follow through with it. It means, you know, that you're thinking about it. And I know I thought about it. I definitely thought about it. I didn't know any other way out. I was sick of the pain. And we're three times more likely to complete suicide than the average
right.
person. So those are powerful
right.
numbers.
Yes. And even in the movie, like Mark Rippon, you know, he really did go through with it. I mean, his wife saved him at the last second, but
yeah,
he did. He had two episodes like that. We put one in the movie, not two, but most of the people actually were actually on the verge. Like, you know, Ben talks about having the gun in his mouth and ready to go off. And then he saw a vision of his mother over his casket and he stopped, but it was pretty serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I understand where it comes from. I totally relate to it in that, you know, where I was in physical pain on top of, you know, the brain injury symptoms. And your doctors just keep telling you it's in your head, you're just imagining it, or there's nothing we can do for you. Like you feel like it's a dead end, right? You really feel like there's nothing that can be done, so why should I stay here?
Or they give them more drugs. More drugs.
Yes.
More drugs. Because
yes,
like Kevin, he had a multitude of painkillers, so many, beyond belief, but he never got rid of the pain. And this happened to me, you know, to many of our subjects. But I think the beauty of the film and what the takeaway is, there is a cure, there is help, there is hope, there is a way to get and have a better life. And that's what everybody focuses on at the end, the happiness and the glory, and mm-hmm. how these 10 individuals are actually giving back to society in some wonderful ways because they're so grateful that they now have their life back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just it gives hope, you know, that there's always hope. And no matter how far out from your brain injury that you are, there's hope. There's this beautiful thing called neuroplasticity. And, you know, even if doctors keep telling you, oh, there's nothing we can do, it's just not true. And unfortunately, it's like, you know, like the doctors in the movie and my doctor that I found, like, it's unfortunate that they're like so well hidden. Like, we don't know that they're out there. And so again, you know, the movie highlights the fact that there's doctors like Dr. Gordon, Dr. Amen, Dr. Cher. I can't think of the others in the movie off the top of my head. But there's all these other doctors out there who do understand and who can help us. And, you know, it's so hopeful and inspirational, I think.
It is. And Dr. Gordon has trained many doctors around the country. So there are people even in Alabama who are trained in these mm-hmm. protocols. Dr. Sammons is in Colorado, who does transcranial magnetic stimulation, the TMS,
yes.
that Mark had, and Dr. Cher in San Francisco and his father, Dr. Cher in New York, do hyperbaric oxygen therapy as integrative medicine. But the thing is that each person can find their own journey. And what we show in the film, and I hope everybody will go to quietexplosions.com to learn all about this, some of our individuals saw more than one doctor. You know, Sean Dollar yeah. went to Dr. Amen and also Dr. Cher and also Dr. Gordon. There are many of these subjects that just went to one doctor. So it depends on your individual case. But mm-hmm. the thing is, leave no stone unturned.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And you unfortunately, you really do have to be your own best advocate. Like, I just feel like we get so shuffled around and lost in the traditional medical system, especially those of us who were never hospitalized for the initial injury. You know, we just get passed off from doctor to doctor, and each of them just keeps saying, well, nothing we can really do, you know, and it gets so discouraging and so disheartening. And then, you know, like for me, I was almost 3 years in before I found the doctor that helped me. And on the one hand, you're elated that you found someone to help you. But on the other hand, it's also kind of, it makes you sad that you could have found this person 3 years sooner, right?
Well, you know what? Juliana, you're lucky 3 years. Juliana's parents tried to help her, the gymnast, for 10 to 12 years. She never was hospitalized. Same deal. She mm-hmm. kept falling off, you know, the high bars and having concussions and losing her sight sort of, and for a bit, and then having severe pain where she thought a knife was going into her head. And this poor girl for years and years and years and years had no help. I mean, she went doctor to doctor, but nobody could help her. So until she met Dr. Gordon, she was not on a good path, and her parents were so frustrated. Her father decided, I'm going to take her to Canada and get some prayer. I mean, he was grasping at straws. So you'll see every different type of individual in this movie, you know, a female, yeah. a male, a famous football player, the guy next door.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, you have several military members in the movie, including Andrew. And yeah, what struck me in talking with Andrew was how they put him on 13 different medications. They were all uppers, downers, and antidepressants. And he's like, it just made him a zombie, a walking zombie. And, you know, it's just so unfortunate that some people have to go through all that before they find a Dr. Gordon or a Dr. Amen. What did you take away having, directly been with these people for numerous days? What did you take away when they finally found the right help? What was that like? Were they skeptical of it at first, right? How's this going to help me? Nothing else has helped me. Or were they just so thrilled at right away?
Mostly, I think, Amy, they were in disbelief. They were like Cinderella. I would say, Annie was like in disbelief, and so was Juliana, because they felt so different, and they couldn't believe that someone was finally giving them an answer and helping them. So it was so remarkable to them after years and years and years and after millions of drugs. Andrew wasn't the only one on 13 medications. Alan Scher was on it. Annie was on it. So many pills, they couldn't decide which bottle to take first. And they had so many bad side effects, and they got worse and worse. But I think they felt like a magic wand had been put over their head, almost like a halo. And they were in a different space. They were in a different world. Their body, their mind, their soul was in a recovery that they never really believed would happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not sure because it wasn't me, but that's the takeaway of after getting to know these people inside out and upside down and, eat, sleep, and drinking them during my years of editing and getting to know the footage and their story and meeting their mother, their father, their sister, their brother, their wife, and all their people. That's kind of how I feel they felt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And let's talk about that for a moment, because you interview their close family members as well in the movie. And from that point of view, these family members were also struggling, right? What do we do with our child or our spouse? So what really sticks out to you with the family interviews?
Well, the frustration and hardship is on the caretaker, because the family member, whoever, if it's a spouse or a mother or father, whoever, brother, it's the caretakers that are suffering emotionally and mentally and psychologically to see their loved ones suffering so much, and their hands are almost tied where they don't know how to help them. So they go through a lot. I mean, even Andrew's wife, Becky, said she was ready to commit suicide. She said, "What do you mean, Andrew? I'm the one who wants to kill myself." So honestly, it was very eye-opening. I mean, I knew in my heart that was going to be the case. That's why I wanted to interview every family member or whoever was available, because you need their perspective. And that's why this is such a family movie. And that's why we have the Dove Award, which is very rare to have that in a documentary, that it's good for families. So I encourage everybody to tell their friend or their relative or their acquaintance, colleague, to go to Amazon or Vimeo and watch Quiet Explosions, Healing the Brain, because you'll get insight to help the next person who comes along who needs this help.
Mm-hmm. In my Facebook group, I have seen, this was even before I had gotten connected with you guys. I had seen it going around in the group frequently that people were recommending watching it. And so I know the survivors are just totally connecting with it. You really were able to pull through all that emotion and really portray what it's like to live with a brain injury. And I think that this will be an important film for those caregivers and for those loved ones and the friends that drifted away. It's so hard to explain what it's like to have your friends just drift away. And I understand now that it comes from a place that they just don't understand, right? They don't know what to do or what to say. So they just kind of quietly go away. But I think a movie like this can give them some insight into what it is that we're going through, and just to know it's okay to not know what to say, right? Just be there.
Right. You're right. And at firsthand, because you probably had it happen to you with friends and associates, but you know, the support is very important. And for the friends to see this movie, it gives them the outlet of how to support their loved one or their friend who has gone through a trauma or PTSD or, you know, a TBI. The thing is, they don't know what to say, and they're embarrassed, and they're worried, and they're confused, and they're uneducated. So this will help everybody. It will help the caretakers, it will help the friends, and it will help the victims. But we just want to show people that there are answers, there is hope out there, and through the journey of these 10 individuals, you really get that.
Well, Jerry, I appreciate you being here today, and I really am so glad that, you know, the universe brought Andrew and Adam's book in front of you, and that it turned into this beautiful project. And I just know that this movie is going to help so many people and inspire so many people. What are, you know, your final thoughts for our listeners today? What do you want people to take away from this movie?
Well, I really feel like the 60 million military families are going to benefit from this. I feel hopefully the VA will eventually soon put the protocols in place for the military that Dr. Gordon has discovered and has out there for people to help. I want people to learn from this and to take away what's good for their own body, soul, and mind to get better, to heal, and to have a better life. That's my goal.
Yeah, I love that. Well, Jerry, thank you so much for being here today. Thank you just for everything with the magazine and the upcoming March 16th event. I'm really thrilled to have you part of that day as well. And for everyone listening, you, like I said earlier, you can rent the movie on Amazon. I believe it is $3.99 for a rental fee. You can also purchase it on Amazon if you would like it on DVD. And I do have that link in the show notes. So, Jerry, just thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, you're welcome. And it's an honor to be on your March 16th day, which is going to be an extraordinary day for people. So I hope all of your listeners will tune in to see our cast and crew and Dr. Amen be on a Q&A and really give them the answers they're looking for.
Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to it. Oh, thank you so much, Jerry. I appreciate you being here today. And thank you, everyone, for listening. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. And again, go to the show notes and you can click through to the Amazon link to rent the movie. And another thank you to our sponsor, Integrated Brain Centers. Find them online at integratedbraincenters.com. And a reminder that you can find previous podcast episodes on most streaming platforms such as iTunes or directly at facesoftbi.com. And you can follow me on Instagram at Amy Zellmer. And also please join me in Amy's TBI Tribe on Facebook. Thank you all for listening and thank you for being a part of my journey. Have a great day, everyone, and I'll see you in the next episode.